Welcome to Dirt Doctor Radio. Here's your host, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and happy birthday to everybody out there. 4th of July weekend. Hope you have some fun things planned, but really appreciate you taking time to be with me on the show. We've had some nice visits already and got some interesting questions coming up there. If you want to be with me on the show, it's 866-444-3478. Our website is dirtdoctor.com. The membership area, which we've been talking about, there's a brand new video just for the members up on how you can expose the root flare of a tree yourself with your own hand tools in your yard. That's there, brand new. Yoga Mike just taped me, digital shot me this past week. So for those members, those of you that are already members, it's there for you. If you haven't joined yet, the information is right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. And the first video is the uncovering of the root flare of this lacy oak tree that I did. And the second one right under it is, at least that's how it came up for me, is the largest tree in the world, the Montezuma cypress in Oaxaca, Mexico, in the video that I did of it. So check it out. Let's see. And then the online course, the gardening and landscaping course, is right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com for you as well. If you want to sign up for the newsletter and you're not signed up already, it's free. Just fill out the simple form that's on the homepage there of dirtdoctor.com. Okay, back to the phones. Joanne, Rome, Texas, next up. Hi, Joanne.
Hey.
What's up?
Well, but I'm not from Texas.
You're from Rome, Georgia?
Georgia, yes.
I had a feeling that might be the case. She spelled Georgia T-X.
I'm from the real South. You speak about the South quite often, but I live in the real South.
I understand. Thanks for calling.
Okay, I have moved into a house almost a year ago now, mm-hmm. and the yard was very neglected. And on the side of the garage, there's an area that has been taken over by vines, and someone told me it was periwinkle. And like I told the interviewer, some of the vines are big enough that Tarzan could have used them. And I'm concerned about using the product that has so much negative publicity, which it would take a lot of that. But you can't weed eat it. I don't know how I can get that cleaned up.
Well, the one that you must be referring to is Roundup, and it doesn't kill woody plants very well anyway. It just contaminates you and the soil and the air and everything else. I don't know a periwinkle vine, Joanne. Could it be a trumpet vine by any chance?
Well, I was told it was periwinkle, and it does bloom purple, little purple flowers.
It's wisteria.
Very attractive around trees.
It must be wisteria. Whatever it is, doesn't matter. It's the same.
Okay.
It's the same problem, and it's the same solution. And unfortunately for you, the only solution is to physically remove it, is to dig it out.
Mm.
I know,
okay.
It's not.
Well, I've had a couple of my people that helped me with my yard to work on it, but it's just almost impossible.
Well, that's really the only long-term solution. The only other thing that you can do, which will help some, is if it has a big trunk or trunks in any place where you cut it down flush with the ground, you can drill holes in that trunk, just like we do with a tree, and fill the holes full of some kind of sugar or saltpeter that you would buy from the hardware store or the feed store,
mm-hmm.
and that will destroy that stump in that area. But some of the vines are so tough and persistent that they'll pop up in other places. And so you have to just keep cutting back and cutting back until all the stored energy in those underground parts of that vine are used up. If you keep cutting it back and cutting it back and cutting it back, it'll finally die out. But it takes a while to do it.
Well, that's
there's no spray. You know, even if you use 2,4-D, you know, a broadleaf killer that some people would use, that is an extremely toxic product that contaminates the soil. It's going to mess up, you know, anything else you'd want to plant there. It's just, you know, certainly not anything I'd recommend.
Well, it's just a bad area, and that seems like that's going to be a long-term fix.
Well, once you cut it down and it starts coming back and sprouting up and sending up little small shoots, mm-hmm. you can spray those small shoots and kill them with the organic herbicides, things like strong vinegar, the fatty acid sprays like BioSafe.
Wait a minute, I'm writing this down. What was this vinegar, and then what was it?
Well, 20% vinegar is labeled for herbicidal use. That's one way to go. Another is what's called fatty acids. They're basically fancy soaps. The brand name product that is out there that I'd recommend highly is called BioSafe. And there are other brand names, but those are the ones that will be the most effective for you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking the call.
Wish I had a better answer for you, but that's what we got to do.
Well, I wish you did, too.
Okay.
Because I've been fighting this for a year, and I just can't seem to get it under control.
Well.
The rest of my yard looks great, but I just can't. I just haven't been able to deal with that, even though I've tried.
Well, just get it all cut down, stay after it, and it'll finally give up the ghost and die out.
Okay. Thank you.
See ya.
All right. Bye.
Let's go to Blooming Grove. Tea. I wonder if that's Texas or Tennessee or.
It's Texas.
Hi, Billy. Where are you?
I'm in Texas.
Texas. Okay. What's up?
Yeah. I bought some Joby's organic tree spikes.
Okay.
Are those good? Are those really organic?
I wouldn't use them because you're concentrating things in the hole created by driving that thing down the ground. And what we like to do when we're fertilizing, especially with this organic program, is we're not feeding the plant, we're feeding the soil. And the best way to feed the soil is to feed, you know, across the board, the whole square footage of whatever area we're trying to feed. They're not horrible. I mean, there's a lot worse products, Miracle-Gro and Scott's Bonus S and other high-nitrogen synthetic fertilizers or nitrogen-only fertilizers. You know, it's a whole lot better than any of those things. But there are just much better organic choices as well. I like things that are meals or granular, so you can put them out by hand or with a fertilizer spreader so you get nice, even distribution, not just stuck in one hole.
Well, you're not going to find anything in Navarro County. I've been trying to find Garrett juice, and you can't find any organic in Navarro County.
Well, just make it yourself. The formula's on our website and in my books. It's just really easy to make. I'm surprised that a store would have the Jobs spikes and not have the Jobs. They've got a granular fertilizer, for example, that I think is a whole lot better.
Well, this was at Home Depot, and this is all they had that was organic.
You know, Home Depot's done something that I've got kind of mixed emotions about because I've always tried to favor the independent garden centers over the big box stores. But Lowe's has held about an 8-foot section in all their stores in Texas of organic products, and they've decided to stop doing that. They're not maintaining that 8-foot section anymore, and all the stores are buying what they want to buy. And there's very few organic products in Lowe's anymore. I know that's a problem. So all I can tell you is just go to the independent stores, the feed stores, farm stores, garden centers, and tell them what you're looking for. They can buy the organic products, all of them that I talk about, through normal distribution. There's not any big tricky secret to it at all. And see if you can get them to start bringing some stuff in they can help you out if they want to do it. And then, of course, you can still buy mail order online if you want to go that route.
Where do I go to do that?
Well, just go to Amazon. Amazon sells everything I talk about.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'll do then.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Yeah,
there's independent people that do too, but when you do a search, you know, those Amazon things are always going to come up. They're taking over the world, as you know. We prefer the independent people, but that is something you're going to run into, so might as well be honest about it. Let's see what Garlic Mike is up to. I know where he is. He's in Dallas.
Yes, sir. happy 4th of July to you and all your listeners out there. Everybody be safe. Keep between the ditches, please.
Yes, sir.
I'm having a lot of customers discussing the 20% vinegar and having a lot of questions wanting details.
Mike, can you hold on? Sorry about the time. All right, hang on. We'll be back in a minute, and we'll talk about a couple things with you. That's Garlic Mike, and we'll talk to you about your subject at 866-444-3478. If I'm not around, it's dirtdoctor.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless Kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
To turn any space into a garden, I recommend Smart Pots, the fabric containers that are portable, foldable, reusable, and 100% BPA-free. They also provide better drainage than non-fabric pots, release heat, and prevent circling and girdling roots. And for a bigger, badder, better raised garden, you'll get the same results by using the Big Bag Bed, available in 3 sizes. For more information or to find a store near you, visit smartpots.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks don't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you're missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy,
controls your allergy sensitivities and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, the birds beat me back, but I'm here, and we're talking to Garlic Mike. Hey, Mike, sorry about that delay. What's up?
Well, sir, I want to understand. I'm having a lot of customers come in and talk to me about the 20% vinegar with all the rain we have and getting cracks and stuff that need tending to.
Mm-hmm.
How does it actually work? Is it a chemical carbonization, acidic carbonization of the cellulose? I had one customer try to describe to me, and it's something that's coming up on a regular basis now.
Well, there may be something more technically chemical that goes on also, but the main thing that it does, Mike, the acidic acid just burns the tissue, and that's probably why, you know, I've always kind of favored the 10% over the 20 for a couple reasons. One's cost, and two is the 20%. If you spill it on yourself and get a big whiff of it, it's, you know, it's pretty strong stuff.
Yeah.
And there's been some indication that the 10%, because it burns a little bit more slowly than the 20%, that it gets down into the crown and can even kill more thoroughly than the 20%. I've started recommending the 20% primarily because it has such a great label on it. It's, you know, it's labeled for organic weed control, and that's kind of hard to pass up. There's not any of the 10% stuff that's properly labeled for weed work. So, yeah, there may be something else going on chemistry-wise in the plant, probably is. But the main thing is just a physical burn from the acid.
Okay.
That's doing the killing.
Then what about
that's why it's non-selective, you know.
Yeah, it kills garlic really well. I sprayed a bunch of it along my raised bed around my rocks to kill the Bermuda grass coming out of it. And I killed two rows of garlic really well. I mean, it's thorough.
Just from the drift of the fumes, huh?
Yes, sir. Just
wow.
That little bit. It went a foot back into my bed easily.
Yeah.
Well,
be
thank
more
you much,
careful.
Howard.
All right. And that, Mike, is at Rooster Hardware now, which is one of those independent places where you can buy stuff. And it's just so frustrating anywhere you are. And I know there's a lot of people, like the previous call we got, where the stores are just being hard-headed and not bringing in the organic stuff. But, Mike, all the stuff is available through just normal distribution, right?
Yes, sir. We have it on the shelves. We can get you anything that True Value offers. Can ship to our store free of charge. Just come pick it up. Doesn't matter how much, how big your load is.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Howard. Appreciate
Talk
you,
to
buddy.
You again. Mike is has become an expert on garlics, where I got my big garlic starts from him. And I think I was thinking about it the other day. I've got such good production now. We're getting a lot of those golden corms that form on the base of the garlic bulbs. And we might have enough at some point here to be able to give some of the new members of the Organic Club of America some of these corms and start some of this elephant garlic, is what Mike likes to call it. It's probably a crossbreed between leek and garlic, but it's big. The one bulb sometimes is bigger than a baseball, some as big as a softball every now and then. Anyway, let's see where we are here. Al in Dallas, Texas, next up. Hey, Al.
Good morning, Dr. Howard Garrett. How are you doing this morning?
Doing very well on this 4th of July weekend.
By the way, are you a rodeo fan?
I am of sorts a rodeo fan. I enjoy watching it, and I've gone to some rodeos. I'm not a regular attendee or anything, but I like rodeos.
I'm just asking because I attended a rodeo in Northwest Texas that I had known about for 20 years, and every year I kept forgetting about getting myself up there until it was already over. And I retired in March, so I finally decided, by golly, this year I'm going to make it. And this thing is in its 72nd year as a rodeo. It's one of the biggest in North America. They had 277 contestants from all over North America, and most people here in the Metroplex never have heard of it.
And this is which one?
It's called the Santa Rosa Roundup in Vernon, Texas.
Vernon, Texas. I have not heard of it either. I, of course, know about the one in Mesquite, Texas, but this is bigger than it.
I don't know, because although I've been in Dallas County for 40 years, I've never been to the one in Mesquite. I was always afraid it was going to be way too cityfied.
It's a pretty big one, I understand, compared to others, but I'm glad to know about the one in Vernon, too.
Yeah, it's every May, so maybe you can check it out.
Okay. What can I do for you?
Well, it's going to be a little bit lengthy to set it up, but I'm asking, if you were to survey the websites of some of the big agricultural producing states like Texas, Colorado, Arizona, California, Oregon, and you did so over the past 25 years or so, and you went to the actual websites of the extension services or whoever writes the organic program, would you have found that the standards have been relaxed over the years? Because I've got a friend in East Texas that claims that some of them are even allowing slight, brief, periodic use of some pesticides, and many of them do not remineralize the soil before they grow anything.
Yeah, that's always been the case. The remineralization has not been part of it, and they are relaxing the rules across the board. Let me put you on hold. We'll discuss it off the air, and then I'll have time for other people. I'll be back with y'all right after this. Don't go away.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And let's get caught up here if we can. Mary in Fort Worth next up. Hello, Mary.
Hello. Oh, great to talk to you, Mr. Garrett. I listen to you every week, most of the time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Anyway, someone gave me about 3 foot tall little chinkapink tree.
Chinkapin oak?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I was wondering, is it too late to plant it, and will it take forever to grow? Because I'm already up there in age, and I thought, well, I'd like to see it at least get 6 foot tall. And I was wondering, should I go ahead and plant it or give it away?
What is it in? A little container right now?
Yeah, it's in a rather large size container.
Yeah, Mary, plant it right away. A plant is always in more stress in a container than it would be if you put it in the ground. So planting it right away is not going to stress it at all. In fact, it'll kind of breathe a sigh of relief and be glad. Soak it in water before you do it. And if the roots are wound around real tight, you know, against the wall of the container, try to loosen them up a little bit and pull them out radially if you can. And if you can't, if they're just wound in a knot so tight you can't do anything, you need to scratch them and mess them up pretty good. You don't want them left wound around real tight because they'll never loosen themselves.
Oh, okay. Will that take a lot? Is it a slow growing tree?
It's a pretty fast growing tree, really. Chinkapin oak is a beautiful oak, and I would call it moderately fast. It's faster growing than live oak for sure. Probably grows about the same speed as a red oak, you know, Texas red oak, and they're fairly fast trees.
Okay, well, and one real fast question. I've already put out the nematodes in my backyard.
Okay.
Two boxes. But I seem to have every place, it seems like I dig it back there to plant something. Here come ants, all kinds of ants, all seem to be, and they're always on the patio.
Well,
so
the only ants that are a problem for people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area really are the imported fire ants. And if you go to your garden center or your feed store, wherever you shop, and there's a bunch of them in Fort Worth, and get a bag of dry molasses and put the dry molasses out all over your whole property, you'll take care of the ants, and it'll be good natural, mild kind of a fertilizer application for this site as well.
Great. Okay, I will do that. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Oregon. Talk to John. Where are you in Oregon, John?
I'm doing great. Good to talk with you.
Well, same here. Where are you in Oregon?
I'm in Salem.
Salem? Okay, great.
Yeah. So we have a number of rentals, and we don't want to use poisons in the ground, but we have problems. Obviously, people don't take care of their lawns well, and we have lots of dandelions, and we want to get rid of them. And maybe you could also give us a way to advise our renters, and we're just not sure how to get started with doing that organic.
Well, I'm glad you're interested. The main thing to do to go the organic route is to step one, get rid of the grass catchers. Don't ever catch the clippings from a yard, even if it's weedy, if it's covered in weeds. You want to put down all the grass clippings as one of the sources of organic matter and nutrients for the lawn. So that's step one. Don't catch the clippings. And a lot of times people appreciate that more than anything I recommend because it saves a lot of time, you know.
Sure. And we started doing that this year because we were getting clovers, and I was reading about the nitrogen content.
Mm-hmm.
But then it got so heavy with the clippings because it grows so fast out here, especially on a really rainy winter like we've had,
right,
that it just almost became impossible to cut the lawns. So thick.
What you need to do in that situation, and it should be a kind of a temporary problem most cases, is mow it, instead of once a week, mow every 5 days, and then you avoid, or even four if you have to. But in other words, just mow a little bit more often. And I realize that when you've got a lot of succulent stuff growing in a high rainfall area, that can be an issue. And if you have to catch occasionally, I guess in Oregon and Washington, I probably ought to modify my recommendation to say not to throw the grass catcher away, but to keep it in the garage and use it occasionally if you have to do it because it's gotten so thick and heavy. And then in that case, put the clippings in the compost pile rather than leaving them on the turf. But that should be an irregular kind of event to have to do.
That's exactly what we've been doing, so we're on track with that. But we still have so many dandelions, and especially on the new rentals, we'd like to kind of get them out. Is there a way to do that that's not too 4D orientated?
A couple of things. We can go to using corn gluten meal as your fertilizer of choice. And if you fertilize with it a couple of times a year, I don't think it'd be cost effective to do more than that. It will shut down or help you a great deal to shut down the germination of a weed seed that produced the dandelions. Okay, it functions as a natural pre-emergent fertilizer. The other thing is to pop them out mechanically, and there's a couple of ways to go. There's a device called a weed popper. And there's several other devices that are more screw type. You stab the weed and you twist it and pull the weed out. That's another place where the little hand mattocks works. You know, just chop them out and throw them in the compost pile and be done with them. You can also spray the dandelions, spot spray them with the vinegar, 20% or the 10%, like we were talking about, vinegar sprays. or the BioSafe, the commercial product called BioSafe. In your case, that might be a good way to go. The problem there is that even though you kill the plant, it leaves a brown, dead weed. So it's really better just to pop them out and throw them in the compost pile.
Okay. Sounds like a great start.
And then just use the organic program that's on my website. Use a modified version of it. You don't need to fertilize quite as often in Oregon. Thing, you know, with the rainfall that you have and the good soils and everything, you can, like I said, fertilize two times a year at the most, and spray Garrett juice occasionally. Or if you have a plant that's in stress, you want to help a little bit. Or if you have some plants that you want to bring into flower real quickly for whatever reason, use the Garrett juice spray and drench around the plant. And that's all really you need to do. That's the program.
Well, we sure appreciate it. It's a great program. And we're really glad you started broadcasting out here. It's really been enjoyable.
Oh, welcome. Delighted to have you on board. And if you have anything else, give me a call.
Thanks a ton.
Bye-bye. Thanks, John. And I probably ought to just go ahead and say, I'm not going to be in Oregon this year. It's a long story, but some things happened that I don't need to get into about what Mother Earth is doing long term and adjusting the kind of things that they do at their fairs. We're going to be at the others. We're just not going to be at Oregon this year. And I don't know if it still says I am on our website or not. Hopefully it doesn't. But if you're planning on seeing me in person, won't see you this year. But I think we'll be in the Pittsburgh show. That'll be the next one after that. And then maybe next year we'll be back in Oregon. Let's see what Tish has got for us. Ardmore, Oklahoma. Hey, Tish.
Hey, Ed. How you doing?
Doing good.
Good. Got a couple of tips for you for people who are looking for items they've been able to find in some of the larger stores. More and more companies online are offering a ship for free to their stores.
Okay.
I know Ace Hardware does. I haven't checked Home Depot or Lowe's. I know Walmart does. Not that I like Walmart, but you can go online and not everything will ship free to the store, but you can purchase it and then they will just notify you when to pick it up.
Interesting.
So anyway,
okay.
So they may be able to get some of the things they had been able to get in the past and are looking for doing it that way because it comes out of their main distribution center and goes directly to their store.
So you're saying the store can get free shipping, not an individual homeowner?
Correct. For instance, there's something that I've looked for down here and I can't find in Ardmore for some reason, but it's available online at Walmart. So I just order it, I pay for it, and as soon as it's delivered to my store, I get a text message and I just go in and pick it up. And that's it.
Well, that's a great tip. Thanks for letting me know that way. A lot more stores can get involved in the organic products easily that way. On the other hand, don't most of the common distributors that are out there deal with the organic products?
Well, it kind of depends, like the one that you were talking to earlier and where you are. Ardmore and a lot of Oklahoma is really bad about not having a lot of products.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that their distributors don't. So, for instance, Ace Hardware that has a lot of products that may not be here in Ardmore, but I can go online and order them, and they'll deliver it to my local store.
I got you. Okay.
You just have to look and see, and not everything that they have will be available to ship free. There are some things you have to kind of look around, but it'll say free shipping to the store. And I think the last one I took, it took like maybe 5 or 6 days to get there. So it's whenever the next truck runs.
Okay. Well, Tish, I appreciate the tip. That's a good tip for people that are having trouble getting the products into stores and stuff.
Yeah. The next thing I want to try to find is the 20% vinegar because you can't get it here. You can't get 10%.
Yeah. Send us an email. Send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. We'll give you some help with that.
Okay. I have one other thing for you to check into with orange oil, another product that I was having problems finding at a reasonable price. Happened on to probably something I bought in an auction, a product called Citral.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's made out of Missouri. It's Schaefer is the name of the company. And according to the liquid form, it's pure delimonene. Now, the foam, a little bit different. But they sell it as more of a lubricant and a cleaner.
Mm-hmm. Citrol. C-I-T-R-O-L, Citrol.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And when I looked it up, I didn't care under the MSCS. I didn't care for the foam product, but the other works just like regular orange oil. And as it turned out, because they sell it at like auto places and that type of thing, I can get that here locally.
Okay. Great tips. Got to run, Tish. Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Good tips.
Talk to you later.
All right. All right, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will try to get everybody in before we end the show today. The website is dirtdoctor.com in case you can't get a hold of me. Howard Garrett is my name. Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production.
It can now be delivered directly to you by tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Espoma has extremely high-quality organic products, including liquid plant foods with the innovative Easy Dose cap. Espoma also has a full line of granular organic lawn and garden foods, potting soils, and soil amendments that fit the Dirt Doctor program perfectly. Ask for Espoma products at garden centers, hardware, and other quality stores all across the U.S. For information on stores and products, visit Espoma.com or call 1-800-634-0603.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Okay, Howard, back with you. Let's go to Fort Worth and talk to Gary. Hey, Gary.
Yes. This is me.
What can I do for you?
I didn't know whether you saw last Saturday's paper about the Kansas jury warden of farmers over the Syngenta GMO suit.
No, I didn't see it.
It was in last Saturday. It was in the business section.
What was the verdict?
The farmers won.
Well, that's good. Over the Monsanto seed?
Well, it was a Syngenta. Yeah, it was a seed because where they were shipping their corn, they wouldn't accept it. And they kept forcing the seed on them.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of those lawsuits that have happened, so I'm glad that the farmers are at least in some cases coming out on the good end of the thing. I will look that up. I'm sure I can do a search and find it, but I missed it when it came out.
It's 6/24/17 in the business section of the Star Telegram.
Gary, I appreciate it. Thanks for the tip.
Okie doke.
All right, talk to you later. Let's go to Keith in Georgetown, Delaware. Hello, Keith.
Hey, hi. How are you? I'm glad you're able to talk to me.
Sure. Be glad to talk. What's up?
Yeah, well, I have a lot of nut trees that I'm growing.
Good.
I have some English walnuts and some pecans that I'm growing up here.
Okay.
And my walnut trees, I've bought them. They're probably about 8 to 10 feet tall now. And in the springtime, they get the nut, and then it falls off when we get a wind. The little nuts fall off.
Okay. How big are your trees?
Oh, about 8 foot tall.
Just getting started.
Yeah. Well, I had one nut probably the first year, and I bought them from a place that got them shipped in from California, and the nuts grow. And I got one nut that I'm kind of saving as a souvenir.
Okay. Are there any other homeowners or ag people at all that are growing pecans in your area, Keith?
Well, they're growing wild. They grow wild all around.
So no problem with adaptability. Okay, here's what I recommend.
These are English walnut trees. And the other thing is, not for the pecans, but the walnuts, when I get to probably the end of July, they get all these little black markings on them, and by the end of August, all the leaves fall off.
Okay. Well, have you been using an organic technique at all so far, or what's your program?
I just water them. When I planted them, I planted some stone underneath.
Okay.
The guy said to keep, they like their feet dry.
Well, here's what you want to do. Go to my website, dirtdoctor.com, and right under the word guides on the home page of the website, there's the organic fruit and pecan tree program, and it lists it's a very detailed program that we recommend for nut crops, which would be what you would ultimately want to do. If budget is a restriction or whatever, you just do as much of it as you possibly can, and then do more later. But the first step is to get the soil off the base of the tree if they're too deep in the ground. It's the most common thing that I run into. Sure. You've probably heard me say it. So that's step one. Step two, I would how big an area are we doing this in? Have you set it up as an orchard, or are they scattered through the landscape?
Sort of. The trees are about 40 feet apart. I have two of them.
Okay, just two trees then. Okay.
Yeah. Well, then I have some other trees that I've got from another planter, but they're just they're only like 4 years old, so they're not really to maturity yet.
All right, get the soil off the base of the trees. Start doing the rest of the organic fruit and pecan tree program, and stick with, you know, you do need to feed them. Nut trees they'll get hungry. They need some organic fertilizing. So
I have plenty of that. I have a lot of horse manure.
Okay, we'll turn that into compost, mix it with other things, get some Garrett juice, make it yourself from the formula on my website, and spray the foliage. The spraying that we recommend for nut trees is not what the chemical guys do. We spray the first time at pink bud before the flowers are even on the trees, whether it's nuts or fruit trees, either one. We spray then, and then we spray after the flowers have gone away.
Now, there's one other thing I just thought I might mention. When I originally planted them, I mixed in some lime with the other compost that I mixed in.
That's fine if you needed some calcium. If calcium was deficient in the soil, lime would have helped.
Yeah, my pH on the soil is probably around.
No, that's fine.
Four or five.
That's fine. Just go to the website and use that basic program for fruit and nut trees, and I think you'll get them in good shape.
All right. Well, thank you.
I appreciate the call.
Okay.
Let's go to Wayne in Dallas next up. Hey, Wayne.
Yes, how are you today?
Doing well.
I have beautiful indoor plants, and I run into gnats, and I have named them to definitely keep them.
Well, if it's fungus gnats, Wayne, which it probably is, we use the same treatment that we use for mosquitoes outside, and it's called BTI, Bacillus thuringiensis israelensis. You can buy it at any of the stores that sell gardening products under the name, it'll be different brand names, but just look for the active ingredient, BTI, and you mix that with water. If it's a liquid product, and drench it in. If it's a dry product, you can just sprinkle it on the surface and water it in, and it'll knock those fungus gnats out. The other thing to do is to go longer in between each watering. When you water, go as long as you can before you water again. You won't have that problem. Let me put you on hold. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Enjoy being with you. See you next time.